The following is a paid presentation. The views and opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of WIFE or Whitewater Broadcasting. It's time for To Your Health, brought to you by Rush Memorial Hospital. A weekly visit with the healthcare professionals at Rush Memorial to introduce you to the employees and the various programs at the hospital. And now, your host, Mary Frances Friedel.
Good morning. We're here today with Dr. Jeffrey Genther, who is a new-to-us orthopedic surgeon at Rush Memorial Hospital. Dr. Genther specializes in hip and knee replacements, and he's here today to talk to us a little bit about his work. Good morning, Dr. Genther.
Good morning, Mary Frances.
Thank you so much for coming today.
I'm very excited to be part of this community.
Oh, we're really glad to have you. Can you tell us a little bit about your education and your background, please?
Yeah, I'd love to. I was military trained and started out at the United States Military Academy at West Point in 1970 and graduated from there and served in the infantry a couple years as an airborne ranger and then went to medical school at the Uniformed Services University, which is in Washington, D.C. with Walter Reed and the National Naval Medical Center. After I graduated from there, I really got excited about orthopedics, initially sports medicine, and then did a residency in orthopedic surgery. And then as I got farther along in my career, I liked the larger procedures more, so I did a fellowship in hip and knee replacement in Mooresville, Indiana, with Dr. Merrill Ritter, who at that point in time was the president of the Knee Society. And then went back in the military and taught this for a few years, and then moved to... I retired from the military as a colonel and moved back to Indianapolis, which was my hometown, and worked at Noblesville at Riverview for 20 years. Now I'm down here for hopefully a longer stint than that, maybe, in Rushville.
Well, we're very glad to have you. Could you talk a little bit about the scope of your practice here?
It's pretty well the same of what it was at Riverview, only we're gradually... getting more momentum and more steam into the program. And so we're starting with things that we have more volume with, and then we'll change to things that perhaps we don't have as much volume with. But initially it was knee arthroscopy, and then this week we did two knee replacements. And then in May we're going to start hip replacements, and then after that at some point in time hip fractures so they don't have to leave the community and then get their fixation here at Rush Memorial.
And you've done over 8,000 total joint replacements, correct?
Yeah, that's been my focus of my practice, and I really enjoy the whole process of getting people out of pain and getting them back to walking and moving again. And I like to work with all ages, but I've really concentrated on people that are just a little bit older, a little bit more mature. I seem to like that age group better.
How do you know when someone needs a knee replacement, or how would the patient know when they need a knee replacement?
We try to do a lot of other things of conservative treatment before we move to something more aggressive like a knee replacement. But we look at the x-ray diagnosis, and when you've run out of cartilage or cushion in your knee and you start hurting, then really the only option other than some conservative treatment is a knee replacement. So really it's a radiographic diagnosis, but it's the symptoms where a patient's hurting and they're not able to do the activities of daily living that they really want to do. It's also interesting that we've changed a little bit in our approach, because for years we felt that this was the last thing we should do. But now there's more data and more understanding, and the knee replacements are a lot better than they used to be. And we know that if you can't walk and you're not moving and you're not independent with your life, then it affects your overall health. In fact, there's some studies out now that say even your longevity, even how long you live, is affected by not being able to walk and move around. So the knee replacement in some ways adds quality of life and also longevity to life.
So you're not just improving the function of the knee itself, but you're also improving the overall health of the patient.
Yeah, the overall health. And people that can't move, can't do things, hurt when they move, you get depressed. You get, and it's difficult because you're not who God made you or who you need, who you want to be.
You mentioned conservative treatments that can be done before the total replacement. What are some of those treatments?
Well, there are some new ones, but there are some old ones that we've done. First of all, physical therapy. If you strengthen the muscles above and below the joint and you decrease the inflammation in the joint, then you're more comfortable and you're more functional. So physical therapy is a cornerstone of that. Bracing treatments, quite effective, and more effective on men just because of the length of their leg generally than women. And bracing is done a lot. Anti-inflammatories and Tylenol, we give those judiciously, and sometimes they're a big help. But the newer things on the market are the knee injections. We have a cortisone injection that we've done a long time, but we also have a type of cortisone now that's a longer-acting medication that we're using sometimes. And then more so, the one I like a lot is hyaluronic acid injections. And there are multiple brands of that. Synvisc was kind of made famous when people talked about the rooster comb, because the rooster comb is in high concentrations of hyaluronic acid. And so people would say, oh, I got a rooster injection. But really, it's a hyaluronic acid injection. And what that is, that's a building block for joint fluid. And that makes the joint fluid more viscous or thicker, and then it cushions the knee. And after, with that cushioning, then it makes people comfortable for up to 6 months. So, in fact, 80% of the people get 6 months of decreased pain with hyaluronic acid injections. And other brands, again, are Orthovisc, Halgan, Euflexa, Synvisc. There are several different brands of that. And it delays the knee replacement on the average of 3.6 years. And I'm on my 10th series, so I practice what I preach on that, and that's been real helpful for my knee discomfort through the years on that.
I don't know a lot about the anatomy of the joint, but is there like a sac or something that contains this fluid so that it doesn't just leak out after you put it in?
That's a great question. The joint capsule, it holds the injection in, the hyaluronic acid injection, just like it holds your joint fluid in. So, you know, you have synovial fluid in the knee that lubricates the cartilage and helps, the synovial fluid actually helps cushion the knee through a range of motion. So when you get inflamed and you get arthritic, that joint fluid, there's more of it and it's more liquidy. It's not viscous. So when we inject this substance in, it makes the joint fluid more viscous or thicker again, and it adds to the cushioning of the knee.
So this can be done multiple times, I'm assuming, since you said you've had it 10 times yourself.
Every 6 months we sign people up that it works on, and we just keep working with them on that. It also helps. Sometimes people aren't ready for a knee replacement. They have to think about it a lot more, and it helps you do well and delay the procedure.
So when people do have the procedure, I understand that you're using some new forms of pain control. Could you maybe explain those?
The cornerstone of that is a type of treatment called cryoneurolysis. And this is exciting to me. About 3 years ago, I was at the Hip and Knee Association meeting, and it just came out, and there was a study by the Campbell Clinic where they were just injecting one sensory nerve, and they were having some dramatic results with knee pain after a knee replacement, but also on debilitated people that can't have a knee replacement. And so we then, with the help of some other people, took that product and we expanded it to injecting more sensory nerves around the knee. So what they were doing was one nerve, the saphenous, but what we're doing it now is three nerves, and that provide comfort to the entire front of the knee. And the technology on that is interesting. We inject a nitrous oxide around those nerves, and the nitrous oxide is minus 88 degrees Celsius when it goes into the knee, and that's actually the boiling point of that that gas, and it turns from a liquid to gas. Just like when ice freezes at 32, this doesn't freeze at 100 degrees, minus 100 or minus 60. It freezes it. It turns from a liquid to a gas at minus 88 degrees. So there's consistency with that injection, and it damages the axon within the nerve, but it doesn't hurt the connective tissue where the nerve would regrow or resprout down the nerve. And so I've been involved of about 300 now, and I've had no side effects. And the nerve then grows back a millimeter or two a day, or it gives you about 6 months of decreased pain. In fact, 75% of the people have more than 5 months of decreased pain when they get this injection.
So are you giving these injections in conjunction with the surgeries that you're doing, or is this a separate treatment?
It's a separate treatment, and 2 weeks ahead of the surgery, you come in to the preoperative area, and we make an appointment with the anesthesia, and they'll do the procedure on you at that point in time. And they'll inject your nerves, and the nice thing about that is when you come in for the real surgery, we know how well it's working. And so say they were able to get 3 out of 4 nerves, then maybe we would work again on the 4th nerve to give you that comfort. But since we direct that device with ultrasound imaging so we can see the nerves, it's pretty accurate, and we pretty well get all 4 of them each time we do it. Just this week we did 2 knee replacements, and one gentleman didn't take any pain medicine postoperatively. He was a pretty stoic guy, and I'm not saying everyone's that way. In fact, we've cut our pain medicine, which are narcotic pain medicine, in half with this procedure. And it's not because we won't give narcotic medication. It's just because people don't ask for it because it doesn't hurt them as much. And so we're excited about it. It makes your rehab a lot easier. It instead of having rehab that at 6 weeks being uncomfortable and having a lot of anxiety about the procedure of just doing the rehab, you seem to do about 2 weeks better. So normally a person at 6 weeks, he'll perform at 4 weeks like he used to perform at 6 weeks after surgery. So he performs better, and we're seeing less swelling in the knee also with this procedure. So less swelling, less pain, less anxiety, more performance has really been the result of this. So I'm excited about that. And we do some other things. Rush Memorial Hospital has been very progressive on this, and they were doing also a drug called Exparel, which is a liposome that slowly releases the numbing medicine in your knee over a 72-hour period. So that also helps with not having as much pain after surgery, and a lot of places aren't going to that extent that we're doing here to try to make it good for the patient and give them the best care they possibly can receive. So we're very excited about that.
Less pain is great. Moving sooner and moving more easily is great. I mean, that's the whole point of the surgery. So what about computer-assisted surgery? I understand that you're doing that, but I don't really understand exactly what that means.
Well, I've been on the design team for a company called Exactech for their computer-assisted surgery. And the knee replacement that is the design of the knee replacement is to draw a straight line between the center of the hip, knee, and ankle. And so that weight-bearing axis is right in the center of the knee. And we did a study, not myself, but over in Mooresville, there was a study done that showed that any line that bisects that tibia outside of 3 millimeters of the center of the knee correlates to failure over time. So if you have that line at 5 millimeters outside of the center or 7 millimeters, it toggles the implant and can cause loosening over time. So the computer-assisted surgery almost eliminates that problem. We use infrared light to line up the knee replacement, and so we can get it within that 3 millimeters desired accuracy right around 96% of the time. Whereas if I did it the old way, I don't care how good the surgeon was, he's less than 75%. And so if you're under 65 and you have a knee replacement with computer-assisted surgery or a robotic surgery, which uses the same technology, you're 20% less likely to fail the rest of your life. And so the longevity of the implant is greatly improved by computer-assisted surgery.
And what about the tourniquet-less surgery? I'm not quite sure why you would use a tourniquet, and I'm not quite sure why you would not use one. So could you explain that a little bit?
Well, we really always use a tourniquet for knee replacement. And the advantage of it is there's not bleeding during the procedure. And so it makes the visualization easier and the speed of the surgery a little bit quicker. What's happened, though, after doing this cryonerlysis and using Exprel, I would come back at night and for my first postoperative visit, and everyone would complain of thigh pain. And so we'd taken care of the knee pain, and we didn't operate on their thigh. That was where the tourniquet was. And so they would complain of tourniquet pain. And so people don't like to hurt, and we like to do this procedure to make it as comfortable as possible on people. But then we found some more information about the tourniquet, and we know that if you use a tourniquet, then you have a higher rate of having a blood clot. We know that you have a less strength in the knee up to 3 months, and we know that your motion is not as great. So by not using a tourniquet, there's less pain, you don't have the thigh pain, there's greater motion, and there's greater strength. And so that, again, is a huge advantage. And again, Rush Memorial Hospital is using a new device called the Aquamanus, and that's a bipolar. It's a type of a instrument that controls the bleeding by shrinking the blood vessels instead of using an instrument called a Bovie that does a lot more heat in it. And so that shrinking the vessel causes less long-term scarring. And so there's less blood loss with that because it cleans the field. We're able to control the bleeding as we go along, and there's less scarring. So overall, that's another example of the great technology we have here at Rush Memorial.
Well, that sounds absolutely fantastic. Well, thank you so much for coming in and explaining all of this, and we are certainly glad to have you. So welcome to Rush Memorial.
Thank you so much, Mary Frances. We're looking forward to developing a great program here.
You can listen to past shows of To Your Health. Log on to rushmemorial.com and click on podcasts. Join us again next week for another visit with Rush Memorial Hospital. It's To Your Health, brought to you by Rush Memorial Hospital on Hometown Country 94.3 WIFE. The proceeding was a paid presentation. The views and opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of WIFE or Whitewater Broadcasting.